All right, it's hour number two on a Thursday at the State Fair. How about a round of applause for our friend Susan K. Jones, who's come out here? Thank you, thank you, thank you, Susie, for coming out here. What do you think of your picture over here to the left?
Well, that's a funny thing, Chad Harmon.
Yeah.
If you look to the left, someone in management failed to include me.
Yeah, you're not there.
I'm not there. And I've worked hard for this station.
Yeah.
Almost 30 years I've worked for WCCO.
I thought it was 60. Is it 60 years?
Point being, I was a little taken aback.
Yeah. Another person, Dave Harrigan, upset that they don't have a picture out here. First, Shaletta. So Shaletta goes out.
Is her still up?
No, the storm brought it down.
Oh!
The storm. Does Shaletta know yet that the storm brought it down, Dave?
I don't think so. She'd be out here fixing it.
She would have fixed it. Now Susie's mad about it. Dave, what do you think about Susie? Should Susie be up on the wall?
She's been here for 70 years.
I feel I should be on the wall.
Yeah. Okay, so how about...
The fair's almost over, so I think I got to let it go.
So if, let's say, the main wall goes, Anita, Jimmy, Steve, Jordana, Adam... Picture Adam when, like, 15 years ago? When was that picture taken?
He looks like a goober.
Josephson, goober. Tubbs, Henry.
Laura's down there.
Laura's down there. DeRusha with this special different picture.
Yeah.
Cook, Harrigan with his, like, high school picture, and me, and I have no idea when I took that picture. Who should come down? If the game is, who should be taken off the wall and you go up instead of them?
Oh, that's a good game.
Yeah, let's say, who are you taking down?
You know what I'm taking down? I'm taking down Chris Tubbs.
Tubbs. Tubbsy.
Pretty easy. And I love Chris Tubbs. He's holding on the fort back at the
station.
I don't
think you love him if you're taking him off the wall.
I don't even think he'd care. I think he's not happy with that photo. He looks a little deranged in that photo. Am I right, though? Come on, go look at it.
Okay, Tubbsy, you need to chime in. Susie goes, he looks a little deranged, then goes to the audience, am I right? I mean, hey, before Tubbsy chimes in, Harrigan, we like the picture of Tubbs.
Yes, we do.
He looks like he just got out of the shower. He didn't brush his hair all the way properly back.
He's got kind of a modeling look. I've suggested he looks like the long-lost love child of Patrick Royce. My guy Royce, he looks a little bit like Royce.
He kind of does.
Tubbsy, what do you want to say? Susie just said you're deranged.
I mean, she's not wrong with that point. I mean, come on. I've worked hard for that picture, too. You're right. I did get out of the shower, and, I mean, you know there's a reason it's a top-up picture, right? I mean, so let's just be honest. That's the best I had. That's the best of Tubbsy there's ever going to be.
Yeah, and
all
Susie
right.
just called you deranged.
I just said.
How does everybody... Because one of the games we like to play with you is just your pure honesty.
Yes.
So we've got some people sitting over here. So I want you to look at all these folks. If you didn't know them, give your first reaction on the pictures, okay?
Oh.
Okay, so you already said...
Oh, I get Tubbs. To take shots at the people on the picture board.
On the
board.
Staff.
Not
yes,
in
on the staff.
Audience.
And we'll go me last, okay? So we're going to go in our... So look at Josephson picture. Now act like you don't know him. Like you just said, Tubbs looks like he's deranged.
Yeah.
Okay. How about Josephson? You see that picture and you think what?
Well, he's got big ears. Look at him sticking out. He looks a little lost. Doesn't he look like a deer with his eye caught in the thing? Like frightened.
Okay. So big ears, and he looks like a deer, and he's frightened. Okay. Adam Robert Carter. How does he look?
I don't know. That white background bothers me. The shirt, everything does. He looks sort of, I don't know, like an architect.
Like an architect.
Kind of boring, right?
Okay. Adam looks boring. Dave, are you jotting all these down? We want to pass along.
He looks like a dirty librarian.
Doesn't he?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, I think the dirty librarian is much, much better.
Okay,
now people are gathering around. Henry Lake. Big Henry's looking happy. Looks nice to me. What do you want to say about how H. Lake looks?
You know, he looks like he's ready to bite somebody.
He looks like he's ready to bite someone. Okay, because he's showing more teeth
than
anybody
else? Yeah, more
teeth.
He looks a little aggressive.
All right.
Yeah.
We're blocked out a little bit. Let's go to Simpson. What do you think of Steve right there, your colleague?
Oh, he's a shyster.
He looks like a shyster.
You know, he's got that smirk on his face, like he knows something. Like, I'm smarter than you. Yeah. Just get over yourself. Listen.
Wow. Dave, that sounds like she's got these feelings about how Steve treats her in everyday life, right?
I don't know if she's wrong.
Mr. Know-it-all.
Yeah.
Steve kind of looks like, I don't really want to be doing this. This is below me.
He does
look like it. It does look like it. Why am I posing for
what
this?
What is happening?
I'm a journalist. What are you doing to me?
Look at my glasses. Aren't I snappy?
Yeah. How about Jimmy Erickson?
Oh, for Pete's sake. What do I say about Jimmy Erickson? You know what he looks in that picture? Pained. P-A-I-N-E-D. Jimmy Erickson is getting by.
Like he's having a kidney stone or something? That's what he looks like in that picture?
The fair just does him in. People don't know how hard he works. He works hard. Okay.
Vanita
is a cheerleader. There's just no way around
it. Looks like a cheerleader.
She does. This woman is never unhappy. I don't think I've ever seen Vanita unhappy.
So are you suggesting she needs to close the yearbook? Is that what you're saying?
Kinda, yeah. Slow down. What are you trying to prove?
Yeah.
Calm down. And there's Dan Cook.
Dan Cook. What do you want to say about Dan Cook?
He looks professorial.
Yes, the professor.
He looks like he's just about to give a lecture on French literature from the 1800s.
Well, I'm black. Okay, can you see me?
I can. You look a little bit like you're in seventh grade.
He looks like he just farted and he's waiting for everyone else to find out.
Okay. That he's farting?
A little smirk.
Farting humor.
We like fart jokes.
Yeah.
Nobody cares.
Yeah. Oh, I don't. I look like I'm in seventh grade. Well, I mean, farting jokes probably were their most popular in seventh grade.
100%. 100%. We can't see Harrigan. Okay. I don't even know what kind of a dweeb he looks like.
Yeah, well, I think you've summarized it.
Glamour shot is what you should say.
Is it a glam shot?
Glamour shot.
It does. It looks like. I think Dave sent like 100 in.
He did?
Yeah.
Dave Harrigan to see how cute he could look?
Yes, exactly. Harrigan, your thoughts on your picture?
I look great.
Not even a pause.
Tremendous.
Tremendous.
Dave feels like he looks tremendous. Uh-huh. All right. More with Susie. You can ask any question you want to Susie, too.
Anything you want to know.
Anything you want, either here at the fair or through the text line.
Sure.
651-461-9226. You know, Carter with Ask Adam Anything, he couches things a little bit.
Does he?
Yeah. You're not a coucher.
I'm not a coucher.
Now, you will tell the unvarnished truth. You want to ask about a former employee, what were they like really as a person?
100%.
You want to ask about something in their life. She will tell the absolute truth. So you can do that at 651-461-9226. Plus, we need to get a dating update.
Right.
We need to get a dating update. What is going on with Susan K. Jones? We'll do that moments on CCO. Susie is here. Susan K. Jones.
K. Jones. He always calls me that.
The Twitter machine, if they want to follow, first of all, I'm on the Twitter machine, at Chad Hartman Show. There's somebody who's Chad Hartman. So, I mean, it's not like I'm saying, hey, I got to be Chad Hartman Show. I'd rather be just Chad Hartman, but there was somebody way, way ahead of me.
Wow.
Who's Chad Hartman, so I went with Chad Hartman Show.
Okay.
You know, I didn't want to go Chad Hartman WCCO because at some point this place is going to fire me. They'll come to their senses.
100%.
Then I got to change.
Yeah.
Are you S. Jones WCCO? Am I right?
Yes.
S. Jones WCCO.
I'm also on Facebook where I have almost 4,000 friends, none of which I know.
Okay. I'm only on Facebook because this place required me. I never jumped on the Facebook craze. Carter's always lamenting it. Now, our guy Carter yesterday, how about this? He comes on his Winging It Wednesday and he says, I'm so sick of people talking politics on Facebook. He goes, I'm sick of people talking politics. And then the next segment, he talked politics for 15 minutes.
Oh.
So in other words, he gets to talk politics, but nobody else on the Facebook gets to talk politics. Pot, meat, kettle.
But that's him, you know. He's a flip-flopper.
He is a flip-flopper.
You know, he lies.
He lies for a living.
Yeah.
Okay, tell me, since we're kind of having fun with our goofy looks and stuff.
Yeah.
Tell me one former WCCO radio employee that you got along great with, that you were such great friends with, and one former WCCO radio employee, the two of you just didn't work. It just didn't.
Let's start with the bad one.
Okay, let's go. And if you have multiple, that's fine.
Oh, I probably do. Okay, you know who did not? I did not get along with?
Big name?
Jeff McKinney.
Oh, Jeff McKinney, the McSkinney.
Growly, growly. He took pride in making me cry.
Really?
Well, because, you know, from time to time I would make a mistake out in the field, like not have batteries and not be able to get an interview because my batteries died. He would say, "You did it!" And he'd scream at me about not having battery power.
I mean, was he walking around with batteries the whole time, too?
No, but he was a big shot. He was here.
He was a big
shot.
I mean,
at the station, yeah.
Yeah. When I didn't work here, I did make fun of him for a year or so, and he told me he heard about it, too, because I was listening to this one on the fan, and CCO Radio broke into coverage because of weather.
Mm-hmm.
And this is before texts or emails. And you know us, cutting edge of technology here. We probably had emails and texts for like 10 years, but we just didn't get to it here at CCO. And so it's 06, 07, something like that. I'm driving around. I clicked on the station, wanted to hear the ball game, but there was weather. And so Jeff got really mad that there were a couple phone calls saying, go back to the game.
Ah.
And Jeff said, listen, you know what I'm doing tonight? I'm in the business of saving lives tonight.
Wow!
And I thought that was a bit much.
I think Jeff thought of himself, perhaps even continues to think of himself very highly.
So I called him the lifesaver for a long time at the fan.
He did not like that.
And so when I met him, he goes, yeah, I heard you. I actually got along with him well because you kind of had to stand up to him.
Yeah.
He kind of judged you and stood up. Now, where I didn't get along with him, when I first started filling in, that knucklehead in the back, Carter and I, just clicked right away. And I thought, this guy's really good. Why do they have him, like, in the doghouse? He should be on the air, right? And so Carter...
So are you calling the newsroom the doghouse?
The doghouse. That's what I call this, the newsroom. The doghouse. And I said, this guy's funny. He's smart.
So you're claiming responsibility for getting Adam Carter into the spotlight at WCCO Radio.
Adam Carter would say that, right? He was in the doghouse. So I'd have him on. And this is when I was still a fill-in. So we'd be talking, and McKinney would walk in the studio while we're on the air, open the door and say, back in the newsroom. Back in the newsroom. And we'll, like, shout at him. Carter would verify all that.
I know.
And then Jeff and I had a rather animated conversation about that one time where we both were yelling, and that kind of ended. So when that was when I was filling in, so to speak. And when I was hired full time, I went to Mick. I said, I have one caveat, that Adam Carter is a part of my show on a regular basis. And I go, I get that he has news, but I don't want anybody coming in and yelling during the broadcast. So that slowed down. So McKinney, I get it. He could do it. He was also very good, right?
He was so good.
Very, very good. Okay, so anybody else?
That I hate?
Yeah, anybody else that you hate? I was going to go, you didn't quite click with. You just want to go hate, okay? Any other prominent WCCO radio names that you just didn't like? Or as you just said, hated? Or still hate? I don't
know. Okay. There were producers that got on my nerves.
Okay. Dave Harrigan?
Nope. I never worked with Dave Harrigan in that capacity. You know, I can say his name. I don't think he's going to be mad. If he's mad, what am I going to do, right? I'll say it. Kyle Sheely drove me up a wall.
Cousin Kyle drove you up a wall.
There's nothing worse than a bad producer. And a bad producer is someone who doesn't do their job. And their job is to book you a guest.
Yep.
Give you information to help you be the best you can be on the air. When people shirk their responsibilities and don't get you a guest, and then you have to get your own guest, it becomes irritable. Also, when a producer is judgy on the air, they'll say, during a break, don't forget to do this and that. I'm like, shut up.
Yeah.
To do radio.
Seems like Susie's very open-minded to people trying to help
even
you out.
Even Charlie on Sunday morning. Charlie Weiss is our producer on Sunday.
Yeah.
He'll say, don't forget to say the phone number. I'll say, you know what, you little S-H-I-Q?
Yeah.
I've been doing this since before you were born. I will remember to say the phone number.
And then you forgot to say the number, and Charlie was right. Okay, Dave, is that fair?
That is 1,000% accurate.
That is 1,000% accurate.
Love you, Susie.
You do love me.
Yeah, because anyway, there are times where Dave will tell Susie the sponsor right before, and then during the break, Susie will go, why did you give me the sponsor? I need the sponsor. And then Dave's like, the sheet is right in front of you, and I told you. Dave, is that fairly accurate?
That's happened.
That's happened multiple times.
I just feel like something's wrong with my brain.
Yeah. All of us feel that way at times.
About me or their own brain?
Both, right? Both. Okay. Who have you loved here at CCM? Come on. Some people that, you know, were just great.
Steve Murphy.
Steve Murphy, great human being.
Great human being.
Yep.
He is an old news guy, and he is a blessing. And we continue to have lunch. Eric Escala, Steve Simpson.
Eric was on with me a couple days ago.
Yeah, that was
great.
Terrific.
Yeah.
So, Denny Long, Bruce Ogovic, Steve Murphy, Steve Enk. Remember
the Inkster, sure.
Come. Dave Lee will come.
Yeah.
Hey, tomorrow morning, did you hear they're going to do Minnesota Hospital?
I had not heard that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're going to dredge it up out of the...
Are you going to come out here for it?
Nope.
Okay. I mean, it'd be nice to... How about this? You come out here at 7.
A.M.?
7 a.m.
No.
Don't leave until I get here.
Not a chance.
If she's promoting Minnesota Hospital, shouldn't you be a part of it?
Nope. I wasn't asked. The only time I got asked to do Minnesota Hospital, I've been at WCCO Radio for almost 30 years.
Yeah.
Started in 1996.
50, I thought it was.
How many?
50 years.
No, it's 30.
Okay. Yep.
But I got asked to be Nurse Helen. So is anyone familiar out here with the morning... the Minnesota Hospital, and Roger Erickson was the doctor, and I was Nurse Helen. We were right out here at the fair, and I was very new, and they told me to vamp it up, you know, really
tramp it up a little bit.
So come over here.
Okay.
Stand over here. We're going to give a display.
Okay.
Okay.
You know we're on radio.
So, yeah, I know. Yeah. But they can see.
Yeah.
And so you go, Gil. Oh, Gil.
Oh, I'm liking this so far.
Gil. And Roger Erickson. Oops, did I unplug myself? Or
No, we can hear you.
Just the headphones. You're okay.
Just my headphones.
You're okay. Yeah.
Anyway, long story short, I highly, highly embarrass Roger.
You embarrass Roger. Roger Erickson, who may be the nicest person who's ever worked at WCCO Radio. He is that good of a person. I just want to praise this family right here. They have...
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Five young kids.
Are those all your children over there in the first row?
Bravo. To have five kids, I'm saying max age 8?
9.
8, I got it right. To bring five kids out here, 8 and under, they should build a statue to mom and dad for
Let's
doing
give
this.
Give them a round of applause.
Round of applause. Man, oh man, that is impressive.
Yes.
To do that.
Yeah.
Susie used to keep her kids like downstairs in the basement when she would go to the fair. These folks have brought them out here. Oh. How many Sweet Martha's cookies have the kids had so far?
25
each. 25 each. Okay,
oh,
we're going to get to a little parenting talk and a relationship talk with Susie. Don't forget, 205, the ramp off.
They're getting ready back there.
Remy's here. Weasel's here. And Rod Iron's all here. Plus, 235, the man in charge of Minnesota Wild, Bill Guerin here. A lot of fun. We'll still take questions and comments for Susie. 651-461-9226 on CCO. Okay, let's get to a lot of questions from the audience here that have texted in for Susie. Susie sounds extra happy today. Makes me wonder what she has going. Is life going on for you right now? Are things going well?
You know, I wish I could say yes, but I'm watching Netflix at home by myself. Is that sad?
Yeah, a little. Yeah, I mean, I gotta be honest.
Doesn't it sound good?
Yeah, yeah. Well, it depends.
I mean,
she's with her boyfriend and her husband's at home. So, I mean, who is she to talk?
Yeah, right.
Okay, last time you were on a date was when?
Oh my gosh, a year ago I went to coffee with someone, and I don't think he liked me because I think I had sweatpants on and was walking up tying my shoes, and he was sort of buttoned up and pretty proper, and he really wanted a wife, and I was like, ah!
How did you know he wanted a wife?
Because he said it. He's not messing around. He wants a wife, and I don't want to be a wife quite yet. Maybe never, but
well,
I'm
probably
not.
Probably not on the first date when you just say hello.
But a lot of these dating sites, mm-hmm. the guys come in hot. They're like, here's what I want. Blah, blah, yeah. blah, blah, blah.
Okay, did you think about dressing a little better than the sweatpants?
I probably should have dressed up a little.
Yeah. I mean, you're the one who goes over, like, we've reviewed your checklist before.
I have a very
long list. You've got, like, eight things, and I got a feeling if it was a date where you got dressed up,
yep.
and I've seen you dressed up before, you're very attractive, right?
Yep.
And then the guy showed up, showed up in sweatpants or jorts, I don't think you'd be real happy.
No, I'd say, what are you doing? Come on. You're just mailing it in. You think I'm just going to...
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, part of the problem is I think highly of myself.
No, we hadn't noticed that.
So I think that if you have an opportunity to go out with me, you should just be over the moon. Another one?
Question for Susie.
Kidding, just so you know.
Would you rather do the news with Chad or Jason? Well, you know it's going to interrupt you more.
You.
Yeah, for sure.
Although Jason got a wingdinger in at the national convention when I got interrupted in the middle of my live report.
I was listening to that.
Yeah,
I loved it. See, I think our newscast should be more modern. I really do. I'll go off a little bit here. And, by the way, Brad Lane agrees, but CBS doesn't offer it. I think we should have 1 minute of national news, and we should have 2 minutes plus of local news, and I think there should be more interaction. I think... We've been doing this...
100 years!
100 years. And by the way, some of our approaches here at the station are, well, we've always done it that way.
Sure.
And clearly, you're not going to yuck it up, and we never, ever do that over serious stories.
Right.
But what we will do is ask questions when serious stories are going on. And also, I know when you've got nothing, and that's when I'll jump in, and that's when I just want to get you going. Right?
A slow news day. Yes. He does comment on the news while I'm doing it, and it's highly distracting.
Yeah.
And it's very hard to get back on track.
Yeah.
So once he's got you off your script.
It's my curse, you know?
It's hard.
Will Joel Maturi be discussed during the dating segment with Susie Jones? That's a text.
Okay. If Lois
Maturi. His wife, yeah.
Agrees to let me date Joel Maturi, I would date Joel Maturi.
Okay. If Joel called you and said, Lois gave me the okay.
Nope. I'd have to call Lois.
Okay.
Because men are dogs and they lie.
Yeah. Oh, no woman has ever lied before. Okay. Okay. I mean, let's put that one out there. Another, keep the text coming for Susie Jones, 651-461-9226.
Yeah.
What was your worst experience ever at the State Fair?
Oh, my gosh.
Worst experience ever at the State Fair. That's a very good question.
It is, and I'll tell you that, and it's not that I didn't like being on the air, but when I was on the air Monday through Friday with Eleanor Mondale, the State Fair itself, having to come every single day and trudge through all the smushed up cookies and the French fries and the ketchup, and it got old. And to this day, people say, oh, do you want to go to the fair? And I'm like, ugh, okay, yeah. You know, but, you know, you get a little burned out when you come and you got to agree with that. It's kind of
1,000%.
Not that we don't love the fair, but it's a slog.
Well, I don't love the fair, so I'll say that. Now,
I love the fair, and I've come every day since I've been alive.
99.99% of people I meet are so kind.
Wonderful people.
But then you have the outlier, and you're like, my God, why am I doing this? You know, for me, it's just, and I've talked about it, since 3 years as a kid out here handing out pamphlets, then 1 year driving the CCO vehicle, 19 years of the fan, 16 years. I've been doing this 39 years.
You've been coming to the fair?
I'd like to say goodbye right now. It's been real. I've loved you fair. But then when I get out here.
Then you have fun.
Like I see Mike every year. Mike is a wonderful human being.
Wonderful human
People
being.
People are nice. I see all the guys at the park.
The other thing, and I was saying this before, because I came out Sunday to do a couple shows. I have a health show on Sunday
morning.
Park
wherever you wanted. We found out.
Park wherever I wanted.
Jeez.
And then I had the money show. That's always interesting. Yeah. And then I got
Stay
to
Stay focused on that one. I heard that before. See ya. Thanks for stopping
by. Thank you for coming. But then I did the Blois show because he was out of town, so I had live guests.
Where was Blois? He's got a once-a-week show. How can he not be here?
Point being is to do the show from the porch and look at people while you're talking.
Right.
Offers you a different energy than just sitting back at the station.
Among the texts, I wish Susie played for my team. Do you date women?
Huh?
You'll never go back. Have you ever considered dating a female? This texter sounds like she would like to date you.
I have never considered or desired to date a woman. No, I love women.
Sounds like you hate women. Is that what you're saying? Are you announcing that?
I have so many good friends. I love them. I love them so deeply. And I have my best friend since the fifth grade, Lisa Lee.
Yeah.
But I don't want to kiss her.
That's fine. Doesn't make you homophobic or anything.
No.
Your friend Wendy Williams Blackshaw.
I love her.
Yeah. And she came up to me and said she likes when I kid her.
She likes when...
When I kid her, because, I mean, she's with every organization that ever brings a league or a team or an event here.
You do kid her a lot.
Yeah. I'm told she makes $10 million a year.
$10
million. Yeah.
And she gives all of it, a part of it to me.
Yeah. I'd like to make that money, too.
Yeah.
I'd like to make that. Okay, you got to go. I got to let you go because of the interview. Tell folks where you're going and how we'll hear about this more on CCO the rest of the afternoon.
Oh, that's a good one. So I'm going over to interview the general manager, Renee Alexander.
Because it used to be, wasn't it Jerry Hammer forever?
For 1,000 years.
Yeah. Yep.
Jimmy Francis, Adam's friend, the mayor of South St. Paul.
Yes.
Just texted.
The gutless mayor.
Yeah, the gutless mayor. He just texted that he's listening and he loves you, Chad.
Yeah.
He says, we love when you are on with Chad.
Nice. I'm hoping for a new mayor in South St. Paul, aren't you?
No.
I'm kidding. I only say that because I love
Jimmy.
But
I'm going
over
to interview the general manager of the fair because we are really supposed to get weather. And what did you look at your radar? What time?
We're on 5 o'clock.
Okay. So there's going to be people.
So Motley Crue. It could be Motley. Go for football.
I'm going tonight. Season ticket holder.
Okay. So are you really going to go? If it's storming, by the way, what a shock. There's construction around the U of M. There's always construction around the U of M. So I would encourage people to leave now
to get a parking spot.
And by the way, plan on getting out of there about 3 hours later. It's just, it's a bad traffic area. Stadium's nice, right?
I'm going to take light rail.
Oh.
So I'm going to find out.
That's good.
If you're at the fair right now, and you're going to stay a few hours, I'm going to find out where the shelter-in-place areas are.
How about right here?
Maybe.
You just join Jason DeRussia up on the stage.
I don't know, or we'll let him in the back. We've got water, but not a lot left.
I don't know
left.
If we're going to go that far. Harrigan, are we going to let him in the back?
I won't be here. It doesn't bother me.
Yeah, exactly. That's true. I'll be gone. Go ahead. Steal whatever you want.
But, you know, we just had that massive storm two days ago.
It was scary.
Yeah, but it was 5 in the morning. So
We had the storm out here that was 8 o'clock.
In the evening.
And the sky was orange.
Yeah.
And they had to shut stuff down.
But then the morning, it was very bad.
Yeah.
So, anyway, I'm going to go find out what to do
here
at the fair.
How about a round of applause for Susie Jones? Where she insulted, I believe,
I love all of you.
What was the number? 442 people. And it was very fun. Thank you, Susie.
Yes, love you, Chad.
49 past 1 on CCO. Your Linda's construction time check is 153. Check out their GAF roofing solution. So good. Free installation labor right now. Andy and the crew, very good. Adam just brought me a beer. Thank you so much for Adam. Mm-hmm. He's got the headphones on as he's walking around the fair. Likelihood he's listening to the show.
No, that he's not strong.
Zero.
I think he's in the mode right
he's
now.
He's in rocket. He's getting ready for the ramp off.
He is a method ramp offer.
Yes, he's getting ready. He's
Rod
listening.
Irons.
Rod Irons is back.
Not Adam Carter.
Officer retreat gone awry. Worker rescued after allegedly stranded on Colorado Mountain by colleagues. So, as you pointed out the story in the morning prep, let's go with everybody on the on-air staff.
News included?
News, producers, hosts, program directors included. Gons is out. He's a third floor.
Mm-hmm.
He's a third floor guy. He's an interloper. Who is the number one person who gets left by CCO radio colleagues? Who are we leaving on the mountain like this person was left by their colleagues. What's your guess?
We're on a mountain. I'm trying to think of who's going to be useful. Adam's going to be useful. He's going to be very useful on a mountain. I think he'd take care
well,
of some food.
Well, I mean, compared to us.
Well, that's just the thing.
You know, it's not like he's that amazing, but
he and DJ, they'll be leading us.
DJ is going to be way more helpful than Adam.
You know what, though? DJ might be so annoyingly helpful.
Yeah.
He might be shaming the rest of us.
Yes, he will.
We might say, hey, you go ahead, put a camp up, we'll be there.
I mean, Susie killed Cousin Kyle. If Cousin oh Kyle was still here,
oh my,
we would have all left Cousin Kyle.
That's because he would have taken all of our food.
Because he would have taken our food, and I love him. But he would have drove us nuts.
Yes.
He would have drove us nuts, so we would have left Cousin Kyle.
You may not last long.
I don't think I'm left, though. I don't think I'm left. I'm trying to think.
Between the early complainers, you, Jordana, Simpson probably. Vanita would just love every minute of it,
Vanita,
no matter what happened.
I got a feeling we might leave Vanita because she would be so upbeat about the thing. I mean, like, we're there, we have no food, and she's snapping selfies and, you know, trying to get games going, and we're going... We're gonna have to kill one of us, and you know.
Well, between her and DeRussia, yeah, I mean, the whole thing will be Instagrammable.
DeRussia
very
is talking about, ooh yeah, and I'm in Libya, and he's doing his stuff.
He's inviting
Jordana's gonna
up there.
Want vegan stuff. I mean, gluten free
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, that's trouble.
I'm just trying to think.
Cook's not gonna eat anything.
Cook is gonna be off to the side. I think it's possible, Cook. Because he won't want to talk to anybody. He'll want us to leave him there.
He'd actually volunteer to just wander away.
Yeah. Leave me on the mountain. If I'm here, I'm fine. H Lake would fit right in.
Yep.
Jimmy be fine.
Yep.
How about Fry? You know, Fry be telling us we just have some sauerkraut right now. And Ari, I just don't know if I can trust Ari. You know, I mean, I like Ari, but Ari could be mysterious. We haven't quite figured out if Ari has anything mysterious in his background.
There's bodies in a closet.
There's
somewhere.
Ari. I mean,
there's bodies.
We love him, but we're also afraid of Ari. Okay, so I'm saying Ari is my answer. How about you?
That's a strong one.
I think that's...
I'm still going with you.
Okay, thank you. Ramp off, and the always entertaining Billy Guerin next hour on CCO.